Hello and welcome to Cassin's podcast. Cassin, as always, being me, this being my eighth, yes, indeed, eighth podcast. I hope you, I find you all in good health, for I am so. Not anything of particular interest has happened in school, except that the announced exams that I had mentioned a while back actually have arrived and have passed already, and I have done them. And I'm trying to not think about them. Not that they went badly or anything, just, you know, it's not like I can change anything about what I wrote or what I did now, so I'll just have to wait and get my grades back. My LP player situation has not ameliorated. I won't talk about it. It just makes me sad. So, no, nothing has happened, and I probably won't be getting one for another while. What happened to me this morning is I was studying for my exam, my biggest one this week, and I sometimes see the teacher of that subject in the train. So I was sat there with my book open, and then the teacher walks into the train, and he sees me, and he says hi, and says, "Are you ready for today?" And I said, "Yeah, well, yes, of course," you know, kind of with a chuckle of not knowingness. But anyway, it actually did win. It went all right. It was okay. I bought a DVD today of a TV series which you all might know. It's called The Ali G Show. It's one of the more brilliant TV shows out there these days because it just has such a brilliant way of portraying very intelligent people in the government or you know, just in generally interesting, intelligent, important people. It's about this you know, it's this mockumentary, I should say. And it's this guy who walks around and as a rapper, and he totally acts like a total rapper, and he always interviews these really important people. And I still don't know how he gets the interviews, but anyway. I also would like to purchase a CD soon. It is by The Avalanches, and it is called When I Met You. The Avalanches being an electronica group from Australia. I would once again, as always, like to play some music for you all, but as I mentioned in my first podcast, I think the RIA wouldn't be all too happy with that. And I wouldn't be all too happy with, you know, some fine, so I just rather not get into all that trouble. Maybe one day, you know, we'll see. So the CD is called When I Met You, and the problem with the CD is that it is very rare, and I will have to have it imported from Japan. And I will see, I've already called a couple of CD stores in Montreal, my city, and they do not have it, and I am not quite sure where else I should look, so I think I'll have to order it. I don't know. I hope. I have a story for you all that I have saved up for, you know, a rainy day, so to speak. And today is, in fact, a rainy day here in Montreal, in Canada, in Quebec. And my point being that I like this story. I saved it up because I like it. And other people find it very, very, very interesting. And it's not as long as the other ones, so I would be very pleased if you were to listen to it, or, you know, just listen to it if you want to, or if you don't want to. Just listen to it anyways. It might teach you something. So I hope you enjoyed, and have a great weekend. Bye. The author writes. Each time an author picks up his pen to write, he signs a sort of contract making him responsible for what happens to the characters in his story. All bad and good things to the character's experience in a prose can be directly attributed to the writer. If it chooses to, for example, make a day of a long-awaited wedding rainy and cold, it is not the climate's fault, nor is it the meteorologist's. It is the fate that the author has imposed upon the people in the story that make these things happen. The author is the creator and manipulator of fate. As Einstein once put it, if fate existed, it would be as if God were playing dice. Well, in stories, fate always exists, and the author is God. So who or what should be held responsible for death? The dice or the author? But the author, of course, for he is, after all, the creator of all things. So what happens to an author who decides to kill? Well, upon signing his contract before each story, the fine print reads that killing make the wheels of the heavenly justice system turn, resulting in an immediate condemnation to eternal hell, the author not being worthy of entering heaven after having killed, often multiple times. This story having been developed by a literary philosopher by the name of J.F. Bergeron, who just recently, to many a reader's despair, passed away in his home in Marseille, France, of a heart attack in June of last year.